Well, I think everyone remembers last year. I think everyone remembers Beyoncé's amazing performance in the General Assembly and the fact that the UN and international humanitarian community reached 1 billion people. I mean, it's an unprecedented figure. It's an unfathomable figure. And it was really exciting and everyone was really proud of what happened. But it also raised some really interesting questions about what social media and people sharing or liking something on social media, about what that actually means. And there's a lot of cynicism about that. We're not cynical about it. We think that there's real value in that. So what we've tried to do this year is try and find a way to take words in social media, to take those kind of impressions and turn it into real aid for real people. And that's really the essence of what we're trying to do this year.
And how are you going to go about that?
So our campaign is called The World Needs More. The centerpiece of it is our website, worldhumanitarianday.org. And what we've done is we've created what we believe is the world's first marketplace for words. We're working with major companies around the world and philanthropists to sponsor words. For example, a company might sponsor the word action or inclusion or equality, whatever they think the world needs more of. And then every time someone shares that word through Twitter, through the hashtag the world needs more and then hashtag the word, a dollar of that sponsorship amount is released. And that money then goes to the UN Foundation and through them to an emergency response fund in one of the world's most underfunded crises.
Okay, but how would one put that into reality in terms of, would you be making a sentence out of it or something?
There's a number of ways people can contribute. They can go to the website, worldhumanitarianday.org, and then they can very easily share a word. They can see what we're calling the word cloud, where all the different words that are trending, people can click on them and decide to share it. They can tweet it. Every time someone tweets or retweets a word that's sponsored, that unlocks money. Or they can SMS it. We'll be releasing an SMS number that can be used around the world. We'll gather all that information and then we can look at the different trends. What are people talking about? What do people think the world needs more of?
So is the campaign just about fundraising? I mean, from an individual perspective, or are you hoping to have probably corporations or businesses involved?
Yeah, the centerpiece is we're reaching out to major companies around the world and asking them to sponsor words. So, for example, Barclays Bank is on board. Gucci is on board as well. We're encouraging individuals to share any word that they think. It doesn't have to be sponsored. People are free to sponsor their own words, to put money behind their own words and share it amongst their different networks. So it's very much about fundraising, but it's not just about fundraising. It's also about raising awareness about World Humanitarian Day and major humanitarian issues. And also seeing if we can have an interesting dialogue start between the public, people on social media, and the humanitarian community and the private sector. I think this is the really exciting part of the campaign, to see how it unfolds over a month, to see what words trend and what companies decide to respond to those trends and to sponsor.
What would be the centerpiece of this campaign?
Well, the centerpiece is the website. It's a fantastic site and we encourage people to go there. But we've also got some really exciting content that's coming out. There's a wonderful little film that's been released by Kid President, who is one of the major supporters of World Humanitarian Day. He's one of the public faces of the day and of the campaign. And in the video, he's encouraging or reaching out to Beyoncé, asking her to take part in the campaign. So we've got some exciting new pieces coming out. Kid President does get his interview with Beyoncé. He also meets with our Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, and with our Undersecretary General, Valerie Amos. So there's really exciting, different content coming out that's reaching out to different audiences, audiences that perhaps we in the UN don't often reach out to and don't always engage with. So that's really exciting.
When is the campaign being officially launched?
The website will be live from the 16th of August, but the launch really is on World Humanitarian Day, on Monday, the 19th of August.
And how long would this campaign be going on for?
The campaign runs through until the Social Good Summit, which is the 22nd to the 24th of September. So it's a month-long campaign, and it's a chance to really see how people engage with it, how the private sector engages with it, how humanitarian organizations engage with it, and see what can be achieved over that month-long period.
People are going to hear this on the radio. They're going to read about it on the web. How can they get involved?
The first thing to do is to think, what do you think the world needs more of? And I think that's a really powerful question. It's an interesting point to reflect on. And then the next thing to do is to jump online and go to worldhumanitarianday.org and start talking about this, start sharing about this, start engaging with the campaign and join us on this journey. And let's see where we can take this and let's see what comes from this over the next month.
One final question, Matthew. What are your expectations for the outcome?
We're optimistic that the public, the private sector, our humanitarian partners will really get behind this campaign. They already are. We're already seeing so much excitement about it. In terms of what success looks like, we don't know. We really hope that the private sector and the general public and humanitarian partners continue to get behind this. They're really very, very excited already, and that's fantastic. We think it's going to be a real success, but we're really excited to see what happens over the coming days and weeks.